Money FM 89.3, best of prime time.
This is Prime Time on Money FM 89.3. I'm Rachel Kelly, and now it's time for Powering Your Property, where we bring you the latest in property sector news and updates. Now, Singapore is the 8th most expensive location for expatriates in Asia and 13th place globally. 5 of the top 10 most expensive locations in the world are now in Asia, as Chinese cities climb in the rankings. Well, these are some of the findings of the latest cost of living research published by ECA International. Today, we welcome back Lee Quain, and he's the Regional Director, Asia at ECA International, for more insights. Lee, welcome back to Primetime.
My pleasure. Thank you very much for having me.
Always good to have you with us, Lee. Now, talk us through the 2021 global rankings. Some of the most expensive locations for expats. I mean, Singapore is now at number 8. What does that mean for us?
So regionally, as you mentioned, Singapore is number 8. Globally, it's actually dropped one or two spaces down to 13th. I'll go into that in a little bit more detail shortly. But also one thing I'd like to also draw awareness to is the fact that Hong Kong remains as being the most expensive location globally. Yeah. Now, this is in spite of the fact that in between our survey, so what we're doing here is we're comparing our research in March 2021 with the research that we did the previous year. So that's March 2020. So in spite of the fact that we've actually seen falls in prices in Hong Kong, particularly around accommodation costs, it remains the most expensive location globally. Now, in terms of Singapore's fall, that's not necessarily due to fall in prices in Singapore itself. A location's position in our rankings is not just influenced by its own performance, it's also influenced by what happens elsewhere. And actually what's happened over the course of the past 12 months is that Singapore has been overtaken by Shenzhen. So prices have risen faster in Shenzhen, both in terms of day-to-day goods and services, as well as property prices. And when I talk about property prices, I'm talking about rental costs as opposed to purchase costs. So, you know, Singapore has not necessarily become cheaper in the past 12 months. It's just really a fact because that other locations have become more expensive. So they basically, their costs have increased at a more rapid rate, so to speak.
So Lee, what are some of the key drivers then behind the latest cost of living changes, and how have they been affected by the pandemic?
Well, we've actually seen quite a divergence. So there's obviously what we call winners and losers. So there are locations that have moved up quite significantly in our rankings. These include locations in mainland China. So as you mentioned, 3 of the top 10 locations globally are now in China, and those are Shanghai, Guangzhou, and Shenzhen. So Chinese locations have risen fastest, and they're also joined by locations in Taiwan. So for example, Taipei has moved from 28th position globally to 21st. And these are locations which have obviously coped better in response to the COVID-19 pandemic than other locations, particularly Taiwan, where the economy there has not really been significantly affected until recently because it seemed to cope with the impacts of COVID-19 very well. On the other hand, locations that fared worse have fallen. So in the Asia region, we saw locations such as India, Philippines, Thailand, and Indonesia all fall significantly in our rankings. Now, in the case of India and Indonesia, though, as well as Philippines, that's been due to the direct impact of lockdowns, which have had a significant impact on the economy there. In the case of Thailand, that's due to the closure of the borders, which has obviously prevented the Thailand economy, which is obviously dependent on tourism. So it's prevented tourists from coming into Thailand. That's therefore had an impact on the economy. That's had a deflationary impact and has also led to a decline in accommodation costs there, as there's not so much competition for people looking to obviously enter Thailand and stay in accommodation at the moment. So those have all caused these locations to fall in our rankings.
We're speaking with Lee Quain, Regional Director Asia at ECA International. So Lee, what does all of this mean when it comes to expat management across Singapore and the Asia Pacific?
At the start of the pandemic, many people forecast an exodus of people leaving because obviously concerns about obviously health, as well as the impact of lockdowns on people. But over the course of the last 12 months, that's actually not what we've seen. While obviously many companies have not increased the number of staff that they're moving around the world due to various reasons, both logistically and economically, they haven't actually embarked on mass repatriations either, with the exception of certain high-risk locations such as places like India. So for example, we did research recently that showed that the vast majority of companies have kept the majority of their long-term expatriates in place in their host locations. We are, however, seeing certain long-term trends. So over the course of the last 12 months, we've seen a continuation in the fall in numbers of expatriates in mainland China, for example. But we don't necessarily think that's directly due to the pandemic, but it's more of a result of ongoing improvements in the skill levels of local nationals, which means that fewer foreigners with the requisite talent is needed. But the flip side of that is that certain economies in the region, particularly places like Vietnam, Cambodia, and Taiwan, have all seen an increase in the number of expatriates working there in the past 12 months. As companies look to move manufacturing operations, perhaps outside of China, they're relocating those operations as well as their staff to these locations. And so these economies are benefiting from it.
Now let's talk about those locations as well, Lee, because half of the top 10 most expensive locations in the world are now in Asia. What does this mean for Singapore as an option for expats?
Well, obviously it means that, you know, like for like, other things being equal, if you were to pay an expatriate $100,000 a year, for example, and ask them to relocate to either Hong Kong or Shanghai or Guangzhou, in comparison to Singapore, it would be more expensive for them to do so. So actually, it means that this puts Singapore in a more favorable position because it's lower in the rankings. So it means that if you're paid the same salary, you get more for your money. So it improves your purchasing power. So this is actually relatively good news for Singapore.
Okay, so going forward, Lee, what's your outlook for the region and for global mobility moving forward into the second half of 2021, especially as global vaccination programs continue to progress?
We think from a from the second half of the year, reopening is crucial. So obviously what is of utmost importance to this is vaccination. So the locations which are able to increase the rate of vaccination are those which we think will recover quickest. We've already seen this in places such as North America, where the USA, for example, has been able to reopen larger elements of its economy much more quickly than anywhere else. And its economy is growing robustly as a product of this. Whereas we see relatively slow rates of vaccine take up in many locations in Asia, that's probably likely to impede the speed with which Asia can actually recover. So we think, therefore, that Asia's recovery will probably be hamstrung by the relatively low rates, Singapore aside, of vaccine uptake in many locations. So from our perspective, we think vaccination is crucial for locations both regionally and worldwide to really basically recover and return to their pre-pandemic levels. So that's what we think. And we really see that without that, we're not necessarily going to see much in the way of recovery for the remainder of 2021. And we think that is 2022 when we're likely to see recovery take place.
Okay, well, Lee, thank you so much for sharing all those insights and for joining us again today.
You're more than welcome. Thank you once again for having me.
We've been speaking with Lee Quain, Regional Director for Asia at ECA International. You're listening to Money FM 89.3.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.